We heard in the autumn from cellist, conductor and producer Doireen Nivara about the 50 art songs based on Irish language poetry she'd commissioned from contemporary composers for her Irish Art Song project. Well, that project has finally hit the stage with concerts tonight at the National Concert Hall in Dublin and further songs to be sung in March. A good time then to hear again from Nivara and her collaborator, linguist and mezzo-soprano Bríodnny Grúgan, who created an international phonetic alphabet so that Irish language art songs can be performed by singers everywhere.
It's not commonly known, but when scores in the Irish language go outside of Ireland, no singer can pronounce the words. So it's a huge problem. So Breed has created what we call an international phonetic alphabet pronunciation guide for all the Irish words in the scores. So all the scores contain this IPA. It's an international language, the IPA, amongst classical opera singers, and they understand this. So now it means that any singer throughout the world can open a score and they'll be able to sing an art song in the Irish language.
Doireann has said that John had taken one of the poems that I had transcribed in IPA earlier. John has no Irish, that's fair to say, no Irish at all. And he read it just from the IPA and it sounded like Irish to Doireann. And that's the win, that you can map it onto a series of symbols that then anyone can pick up.
My name is Doireann Nivara and I'm the artistic director of the project. And I suppose you could say I had the original idea with my husband, pianist John Hess.
My name is Bríodnny Grúgan and I was the Cóirleoir Tangán, the language advisor on the project.
It's a new collection of 50 art songs that I've been commissioned from Irish and international composers. And what makes them unusual is that they're all based on poetry and texts in the Irish language. Art song is the term that we use in classical music for the genre of classical singer and pianist. In German it would be Lieder, in French it would be Melodie. And some of the famous composers of art songs would be Schubert, Wolf, Schumann. In fact, a lot of the composers that we know wrote art song. The music, actually, the composers that we chose, there's quite a variety of styles amongst them. And the thing is, when you talk about new music, there's always this fear that the music is going to be god-awful and terrible to listen to. But actually, it's not like that at all. It's new music, but it's on a continuum from all the composers that you just talked about. It's from, you know, Monteverdi, Mozart, Strauss. These are songs from 2019, but it's a continuum from everything that's gone on in the past in classical music. We had 12 Irish composers and 5 international composers, and we asked them all to write 3 songs each. And Jonathan Nangle, for example, he chose 3 different poets. Jonathan Nangle's music is just, it's just beautiful. If you want to feel good about life, you just put on one of Jonathan's songs, and they're absolutely gorgeous. The 3 poets that he set their texts are Colm Brunoch, Nuala Ní Chruachúr, and Michael Davitt. And he's just set beautiful songs. And then there's Jennifer Walsh, who, you know, can always be relied on to come up with something extremely interesting. And her songs were about climate change.
I would agree with you, Dorna. I've never seen an art song score before that requires you to be an expert in prog rock. With her opening song, Unrobot, she was using AI-generated text. So it's about basically mining the internet and self-generating text. So she comes up with this very short and very humorous song, but the idea of generating something from the ether, and I'm fairly sure Jennifer is the first person to do that with Irish, and well done her for doing it.
In the Irish language, there is fantastic poetry, there's fantastic literature, but it just hasn't been included in classical music. And might I say that the Irish language is even more beautiful than Italian, and there's no reason except that it hasn't been done.
I feel sometimes like I was coming to the same conclusion as Dorna, but from the language side of it. There's such an amazing and vital urban music scene in the Irish language. There's no context where it's inappropriate to have Irish. And it felt to me like it hadn't occurred to classical music as a world, not any individual, that it hadn't occurred to them that they're allowed to use Irish in this way. You see the same thing happening with Irish not really being in our theatres in Dublin. Or, you know, it's just a lack of understanding that it's as malleable and as learnable as any language. And I know there's baggage, but if we can do anything with this project, we can show you can actually let go of the baggage. You can actually just listen to these songs, listen to the actors who are reading the texts, take them to yourself, learn them yourself, or just enjoy them as a listener. But that it's about putting Irish on a platform where it is one of the 100 or so minority languages that are just spoken in Europe, let alone the rest of the world.
Dairina Nivara and Breed Ní Grúgáin there, and tonight's programme at the National Concert Hall in Dublin includes premieres by Jennifer Walsh and Linda Buckley, while on March the 12th, Deirdre Gribben and Anne Clear are among the composers premiering new songs.